I live in some, well, compared to Lincolnshire, alpine country,
Well,
I
we have
suppose
got
you
a few
call it.
hills here on the Wolds.
You have, yeah. But we've got the, of course, the Three Peaks is just on my doorstep, the Three Peaks of Yorkshire.
How lovely.
Penygent, Wernside and Ingleborough, and I can often just stride up there. And my grandsons, who are 10 and 8, have also enjoyed walking. And so far they've done two of the Three Peaks, one after the other. So we're hoping this summer, when they come up to stay, we're going to do Wernside.
Oh, lovely. Hey, Mike, it's great to talk to you. I mentioned in my introduction about you having the distinction of sharing the bill with the Beatles, Jerry and the Pacewicks. How did it feel at the time to be right up there with I suppose, those emerging
stars?
The
funny thing was, really, I suppose, that we didn't see ourselves as being on a level with the Beatles, because we realised as soon as you see them, you know, there's something very distinctively unique there was, you know, even in those early days. They had a lot of fire, a lot of, you know, a lot of another dimension, because they were writing their own songs, which most of us weren't. Most of us were doing covers of American, you know, Chuck Berry or the Coasters and people like that. But at the same time, we were all sharing the same dressing rooms and sharing the same kind of life. And it was quite strange to see them zooming ahead while we were still doing the old working men's clubs and the Scampion Chips in the Basket routines, you know. Yeah, Burnham Manning's Embassy Club, world-famous Embassy Club, world-famous where? In Manchester.
You did all the folk clubs, didn't you?
Yeah, after that, after the rock and roll days, I started doing folk and really, I wasn't... Yeah, I mixed folk with comedy, even in the folk club days, because I just found that I'd rather tell stories and make people laugh than make them cry. And, of course, as you mentioned, the Rochdale Cowboy, that was a hit single in 1975. It was one of those silly season singles. The year before, it had been Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West. And the summer of 75, it was Rochdale Cowboy. It was a great leg up into the world of bigger theatres. From doing the little folk clubs overnight, I started doing major theatres, and eventually, of course, I did six times six, and that's 36 half-hour shows for BBC television, which is a lot. Six series of six shows. And that was all because of one daft little record made in Newcastle in the course of a day.
So how do we categorise you? Which envelope do we put you in? I mean, folk singer, comedian? It's not easy, is it, really, to hang a label on you?
I don't know, really. It's hard to say. Because whatever I'm doing, I really enjoy it. I mean, my life is my hobby, if you see what I mean. I'm on tour at the moment, and I'm enjoying that. Last night, I was in Gateshead, which was absolutely fantastic, the night before Bridlington, the night before Whitby. And the audiences are just so good. I mean, there's a mixed age now. There's sort of people bringing their grandchildren. But I've got everything from sort of 70-odd years old to 17-year-old. And it's just great. We are in very bad times at the moment. And if people can laugh at all, then I think they really do enjoy that kind of release that laughter gives. Mm. And I'm enjoying being on tour as much as I ever did. It's great. And at this time, I've actually got a driver, so I'm not doing all the driving myself, which relieves me of a lot of the pressure. But it's great fun.
And it's real-life stories as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, most of the stuff I do is sort of observational humour and stories that I've gleaned from my travels around the place. And it's good. And the other thing is that the lovely theatres that I'm doing, I've gone off the big ones. I don't like doing the 2,000 seaters and the 1,500 seaters anymore. So I'm doing sort of, I suppose, on average, it'd be 400 seaters, 300. And the great thing about that is you've got an intimacy, you've got a relationship with the audience, which you lose in the bigger places.
What are you happiest doing, Mike?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Would you believe I've just written a book on the Volkswagen campervan, which is out next month? Because I've got a little bay window campervan myself called Molly, and I drive around the folk clubs and the pubs, and I have a banjo in the back and a fishing rod, and I just go off on days and days and days just travelling around. So I've written that. I love writing, which I do a lot of. I've got another book coming out later on in the year, and I've got a play coming out based on the story of my father's plane, the last flight of his plane, which was a Lancaster bomber that flew out of Bardney in Lincolnshire.
Really?
Yeah, wow. He flew from Bardney. And I've got a lot of friends in Lincolnshire that actually was very, very generously and kindly took me to the dispersal point that my dad's plane left on. So I've written a play which is actually has been picked up by a London producer. So that's going to happen this year. So I enjoy everything I do. I'm a very, very lucky person in that when I was about 21, 3, I just decided that whatever I did, I wasn't going to work from 9 till 5. Whatever happened to me in my life, I was just going to do what I wanted to do. And luckily, I've been able to do that ever since.
So we can add you to the co-op Gracie Fields and Lisa Stansfield.
That's right, coming out of Rochdale.